This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin nabina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathiran amma ba'd. My dear respective brothers and sisters, a common question that tends to arise, especially normally after Ramadan and also after Hajj, is how do I know as to whether my Ramadan or my Hajj was accepted? Because as you guys are aware, in these last few days we've been engaging, striving hard in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed ibadah, and that is the Hajj, which is a ruknun min arkan al-Islam. Is a common question that tends to arise every single year. Because my brothers and sisters, we've spent our life savings and we might not ever get this opportunity ever again. And every single one individual here today, he wants the Hajj al-Mabrur that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about when he said, "Wal-Hajj al-Mabrur laysa lahu jazaun ila al-Jannah." The Hajj that is Mabrur, meaning the accepted one, الَّذِي لَمْ يُخَالِطْهُ الْآثَامُ وَالْظُّلُوفِ, the type of Hajj that didn't become mixed with sins and disobedient acts. There is no reward for it other than Al-Jannah. Every single one of us, we want that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Hadith Abi Hurairah, مَنْ حَجَّ وَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Whoever does Hajj and he doesn't fall into any obscenity, any transgression, he comes back like a newly born baby. So my brothers and sisters, what are the signs of an accepted Hajj and an accepted Ramadan? And I'm going to mention both because the same applies in both cases. The scholars, they spoke about this in their books, especially the likes of Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali in his kitab, Lata'if al-Ma'arij. But to summarize it all, inshallah ta'ala, I'll try to make it as concise as possible, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Firstly, my brothers and my sisters, is when you look at the Salaf, especially after Ramadan and after the ibadat, they would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their good deeds from them. Like for example, after Ramadan, and many of the scholars have mentioned that the Salaf, the three golden generations from the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, the Tabi'ut Tabi'een, after Ramadan for a whole 6 months, they would be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma taqabbal minna, oh Allah, accept from us the Ramadan for a whole 6 months. And then the other 6 months they would ask Allah azza wa jal, Allahumma balighna Ramadan, oh Allah, help us reach the month of Ramadan. These were the best of the people to walk on the face of this earth while they still begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from them, because we don't know. And we will only find out on Yawm al-Qiyamah as to whether it was truly accepted from us. Also another point that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in his kitab Madaraj al-Salikin, he mentions, Alamatu qabool al-amal, says from the signs of an accepted action is that you follow up one good deed with another good deed. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, now let's contemplate on the hal of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he used to do one ibadah, what did he used to follow it up with? If we look now at his salah, when you leave the salah, what do you say? Well, what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say straight after the salah? Can anybody tell me? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. He would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though he was walking on the face of this earth. As Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. His past and his future sins were forgiven. Still, he would ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness, as it came in the hadith. كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا انصَرَفَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ اسْتَغْفَرَ اللَّهَ الثَّلَاثَ. Whenever he left the prayer, he would ask Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness 3 times. That's one example that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala brings. Another example that he brings is after the wudu. When a person, he finishes his wudu, he's just done a good deed. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّعُ فَيُسْبِغُ الْوُضُوءَ ثُمَّ يَقُولَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. Never does a person read that dua except that the doors of Jannah are swung open for him. And then there's an extra piece of narration. He says, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. He says, Oh Allah, make me from those who are tawwabin. Tawwab, there's a difference between somebody that is tawwab and a ta'ib. Tawwab is somebody who does what? Constantly, continuously runs back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the difference between a person who just maybe one time or sometimes he runs back to Allah Azza wa Jalla after sinning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are tawwabin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin, as Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us. Another example that he brings after that is, after Qiyamul Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prays those who follow that good deed, that which is very, very difficult. We all know how difficult it is to stand up in the night. After already having the success to stand in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the night, when most people are sleeping, Allah Azza wa Jalla prays those who follow the up with istighfar. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. After they stand up in prayer, and they only used to sleep very, very less, they would be on their sides at the time of Sahar, the last part of the night, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for forgiveness. And last but not least, and this is what is relevant to our situation today, after Hajj, when a person has come back like a newly born baby and he has a clean slate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he tell us? فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ وَاذْكُرُوهُ كَمَا هَدَاكُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الضَّالِّينَ ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells you to do what? After your Hajj, he tells you to follow up that good deed with another good deed, and that is istighfar. Even though we have a clean slate, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith I mentioned, رَجْعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. He comes back like a newly born baby. So my brothers and sisters, we will find out after Hajj, and we normally find this out after Ramadan as well. When you look at the state of some of our Muslim brothers, and we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide us and to guide them, as soon as Ramadan finishes, on the day of Eid, the parties and the clubs are filled with who? The Muslims. The parties and the clubs, my brothers and my sisters, it is filled with Muslims. The hotels, the cars are being rented out by who? The Muslims. Every single year we take the mic somewhere. Last year, not the previous one, the one before that, the Ramadan, we went on the streets of London in Southwold. Wallahi al-Azim, my brothers and sisters, our own Muslim brothers, they're behaving like animals. Women and men, they're all coming out, mixing with one another, doing fawahish on the streets and so on and so forth. Likewise in Birmingham, there's a very well known road called Ladypool Road, where everybody comes out and they start their madness. Weed is being smoked, the women are being taken, they're being chaps and so on and so forth. Point of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, after Hajj we will find out whether these signs of an accepted Hajj are there and are seen. Is how we live our lives. And we can start from now, and we still have the opportunity to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to carry this on. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَلَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. Those who tried to seek the guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sees the khair in your heart, إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا. He will give you that success, that change that you're looking for. But you will have to want that change. A lot of people, they are half-hearted. They're like, inshallah, I will change. No, but rather if you have that certainty and you really, really want that change and you make it apparent to Allah Azza wa Jal, He will aid and assist you with whatever you're trying to leave. Whether it is that the addiction that you have of watching fawahish or the drugs or the cigarettes, if you want that change and you show Allah Azza wa Jalla and you truly ask Him, He's able to give that to you. And He's able to allow you to do that after this beautiful ibadah that we have engaged in. Two more points inshaAllah ta'ala. As we mentioned now, that this individual, he follows this up with istighfar. A very, very nice latifah that Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali mentions in his kitab, Lataif al-Ma'arif, and it's such a beautiful benefit. he says that the intelligent one, al-arif, al-aqil, the smart one, when he's given the tawfiq of doing the ibadat and he's been striving so much, he behaves like what? He behaves like the muznib al-muqassir in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where does he say this, or where does he talk about this? He talks about it when he is discussing the dua that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha. If we just ponder upon this dua, and who was narrating the dua, and who was telling this dua, or who he was being told to. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the last 10 days of Ramadan, Ya Rasulullah, ara'ayta in alimtu ayya laylatin laylatul qadr, ma aqulu fiha? If I come to know when Laylatul Qadr is, Ya Rasulullah, what do you want me to say? Look at the dua that he taught her, and what kind of individual she is. Say, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anni. Say that, oh Allah, you pardon and you love to pardon, so pardon me. So now if we look at it, my brothers, the best of the creation is advising a woman who was the best of the women to walk on the face of this earth. So Ibn Rajab, he comments and he says that this individual, the way he behaves is, after Allah Azza wa Jal, he gave you tawfiq to do the righteous deeds, the righteous actions, he goes and begs Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, the same way the sinner begs Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. When a person has fallen into zina or he sinned, how does he behave? The one that is smart and intelligent, he goes and cries, right, in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. He asks Allah Azza wa Jal and he begs him to forgive his sins. Ibn Rajab says that the smart, intelligent one, after he's done the righteous good deeds, he does that the same way a sinner begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we imagine? Have we ever done that, my brother and sister? We ponder upon it. After maybe a good deed, we secluded ourselves, maybe in the middle of the night, and we begged Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. Most of us, we tend to get deluded, right? Especially after the month of Ramadan. Khalas, I've done a lot of ibadah, I can relax for the rest of the year. But he tells us the intelligent one is the one who begs Allah Azza wa Jal. And last but not least, my brothers and my sisters, and this is the way the Salaf they were. They always see that there is room for improvement. After a person has been given the success to do good deeds, he doesn't see himself to have accomplished something great, but rather he sees that there is always room for improvement. And this is the way of the awliya. Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he has some lines of poetry in his kitab al-Sayyidin Allah wa Dar al-Akhirah. He says when he talks about the awliya, فِعْلُ الْفَرَائِدِ وَالنَّوَافِلِ ذَأْبُهُمْ مَعَ رُؤْيَةِ التَّقْصِيرِ وَالنُقْصَانِ. Doing the obligatory and also the voluntary actions is their way, while at the same time they see that there is room for improvement, and that they can always do better, and that they have fallen short. Once we do that, my brothers, that we have this type of mentality that we can always improve and that there's always that deficiency, wallahi al-azim, my brothers and sisters, we will always be on our toes. We will always be striving one after the other. Soon as we've done our ibadah, we try to get better and better and better at all times. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, my brothers and my sisters, to accept this hajj from us. Because Allah Azza wa Jal knows best when we are able to get another hajj. Nobody here is guaranteed. This is an invitation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not an invitation from your travel agents. Sharif, he didn't invite you. You just paid some money to him and you hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's going to allow you to go on hajj. You see, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned time and time again, Al-Hajj wal-Ummar wal-Mujahidu fi sabilillahi wafdullahi. The one who goes out on hajj, the one who goes out on umrah, the one who goes out to jihad, they are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. دعاهم فأجابوه فسألوه فأعطاه. He invited them and they accepted the invitation. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He gave them whatever they asked for. And my brothers and sisters, this is a case. How many people, and I mentioned this to you guys before, wallahi al-azim, some of them they even paid, but they couldn't end up coming. We know about this every single year. There's been times before when the guy maybe broke his leg a couple of days before Hajj and he couldn't go on Hajj. This is a May invitation. We need to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He allowed us to do this ibadah. And many people, they don't get this opportunity. And many people are not thankful. وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِ الشَّكُورِ. One thing we should be doing is begging. Not only begging, but thanking Allah Azza wa Jal. Rushing to sajda to shukr. As it came in the hadith of Abi Bakr, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ إِذَا جَاءُ أَمْرٌ يَسُرُّهُ خَرَّ سَاجِدًا لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Whenever something came to him, which brought him happiness, which caused him to rejoice, he would rush to doing sajda to shukr. And we know that if you thank Allah Azza wa Jal, what happens? Who can tell me, my brothers? You thank Allah Azza wa Jal, what do you get? You get more. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You thank me and I'll give you more. It could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you another opportunity to participate in this wonderful ibadah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us all, to make this a hajjun mabroor, as we came for and as we always wanted. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.